road, so to speak. I don't know how this is going to come out, but I'm going to tell you this. It's scary to me that we are in any way, shape, or form going to, quote, partner. That's kind of my word more than their word. But tasking folks to do this, to me, is not a wise move. Stay right where you are. Do not touch that dial. And by the way, tomorrow, Thursday, very special day as we inch ever closer to the weekend. And then, of course, on Friday, we'll have the Friday song and all kinds of fun will break out. Until we join you in just a couple of minutes, I'm Kevin Wall. Stay where you are, right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive. At the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. The Fed sending a new signal on interest rates.
Fed policymakers are forecasting they'll raise the central bank's benchmark short-term rate twice by late 2023. That's sooner than previous forecasts, which signaled no hike likely before 2024. The Fed's low interest rate policies have helped fuel a swift rebound from the recession brought on by the coronavirus pandemic, but they've also coincided with rising inflation. The central bank boosted its forecast for inflation to 3.4% by the end of this year. In a statement following its latest policy meeting, the Fed also says it expects the coronavirus pandemic will have a diminishing effect on the economy as vaccinations increase. Ben Thomas, Washington.
President Biden and Russian leader Vladimir Putin have wrapped up that Geneva summit. Biden had been overseas 8 days. Also at townhall.com, Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the Senate will vote this year to repeal the Iraq War authorization.
The Iraq War has been over since 2011, yet the authorization for the use of military force, the AUMF, used as a legal basis for the war, has remained in place and has been used to warrant actions against ISIS and the killing of an Iranian terrorist inside of Iraq. With a similar and broader authorization still in effect from 2001, there are bipartisan calls in Congress to repeal the 2002 authorization, something Majority Leader Schumer says will happen sometime this year. Bob Agner reporting.
North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper granting a pardon to a man who was once on death row for a slaying and spent 40 years behind bars. The move makes Charles Ray Finch eligible to file a claim under state law. It allows for compensation to people wrongly convicted of felonies. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. Now that life is returning to normal, let us help by getting you out of your unused timeshare. Lone Star Transfer has an A-plus rating and hundreds of excellent reviews with the BBB. We guarantee the release of all liability to your timeshare in writing and in a specific time frame. For the best customer service and a free consultation, call 844-284-4860 or online at lonestartransfer.com.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison & Steffen. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved with state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison & Steffen to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison & Steffen, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com.
It's 5:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, about 40 million people here in the Southwest, including us here in Nevada, are sizzling this week as the National Weather Service forecasts highs of 115 to 116 through Saturday, as an excess of heat warning runs at least through Friday night. Now, you may not be able to beat the heat, but you can prepare for it. Drink plenty of water, limit your time outdoors to the cooler parts of the day, and wear light, breathable clothing. And remember, never leave children or pets alone for any time in an enclosed vehicle. Well, intermittent lane closures continue on Interstate 15 southbound along a 26-mile stretch between Sloan and Prim, Nevada, beginning at 7 p.m. nightly. NHP troopers will escort crews as they restripe the center and edge lines through Friday night, so do expect delays if you're heading in those areas. Well, Game 2 of the Best of 7 semifinal series continues tonight, with the Golden Knights hosting the Montreal Canadiens at T-Mobile. That begins in just about an hour from right now. The Knights, of course, lead that series 1-0. Games 3 and 4 will be Friday and Sunday nights in Montreal.
KMZQ On-Time Traffic
is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Some of the slowest flows right now appear to be on the 15, southbound at Sahara, north at Spring Mountain. You're bumper-to-bumper through the Spaghetti Bowl right now, 515 south at Boulder Highway, 515 west at Las Vegas Boulevard. And do expect some delays on Blue Diamond Road between State Route 159 and Sandy Valley.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out.
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Las Vegas Cyclery at Escape Adventures. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, hybrids, mountain bikes and road bikes. And you got to check out the latest e-bikes, the electric bikes. Visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided hiking or biking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com. That's EscapeAdventures.com. We are still picking up the pieces after the 81st Nevada legislature. It was not good for folks who follow this show. You know what we've been talking about for months now. As far as guns are concerned, it was not good for those of you that own guns. Let's check in with Randy Mackey. He's the president of Nevada Firearms Coalition PAC, and he joins us. Randy, I know you folks have been working real hard during the session, but a couple of bills were passed, signed by the governor. They're not good for gun owners. Can we talk, first of all, about AB 286, the so-called ghost gun ban?
Yes, that was signed by Sisolak a while ago. Actually, we had real problems with that bill because it criminalized something which Americans have been doing since colonial times, which is building their own private firearms. Even the biggest, gun control law in American history back in 1968, the Gun Control Act of 1968, left privately made guns for personal use and not for sale. It didn't touch them. It specifically allowed them. The really bad part of 286 was that the people who wrote it really didn't know a whole lot about guns, and apparently they either didn't know or they didn't care much about the Constitution, because their bill had Fourth Amendment Fifth Amendment problems as well as Second Amendment problems. The biggest of which, as far as we're concerned, and as far as the people who own some of these so-called ghost guns, which are really just kit guns, the problem is there was no grandfather clause which allowed guns which were absolutely 100% legal until Steve Sisolak signed that bill. Now they're not legal, and those people have no effective recourse except to either destroy them or to surrender them to a yet-to-be-determined government collection bureau. The law says they can be sold to gun dealers. However, what can gun dealers do with them? Because they don't have these so-called ghost guns don't have a serial number on them, and FFL gun dealers, they're not allowed to put a serial number on them. So what are they going to do with them? In effect, it's a terrible catch-22, and that doesn't even get us into the question of reasonable compensation when the government seizes property, because that's exactly what the state of Nevada just did.
Is it enforceable? And if so, how?
Sure, it's enforceable. If the police or federal agencies catch you with it, bingo. It's ipso facto. Intent is not an element. You bet. They can prosecute you for it. Absolutely, it's enforceable.
I want to ask you about another bill that I do not understand. SB 452, the so-called casino trespass bill.
Yes. That bill and the fight against that was interesting in several ways. Number one, it started out life as the other half of AB 286. The Democrats had put both of them inside 286. The casino trespass portion of it got a lot of pushback, not just from every gun rights group in Nevada and several other gun rights groups from around the country, not just from them, but also from, would you believe, the American Civil Liberties Union, the ACL, and also fiery opposition from the Assembly Black Caucus, who were very strong in deriding the bill. because they feared that it would lead to racial profiling in casinos and, you know, possible confrontations with, you know, armed police. And as they put it, they feared that, you know, more black lives would be lost to, you know, police gunfire. Actually, the trespass portion, as I said, it got stripped out of 286. However, it got resurrected in the Senate side and came back as SB 452 with almost the exact provisions. You had to dig around in that bill to find out what was going on. However, once you read the definition of covered premises, you know, which was any institution that had a gaming license with you know, certain provisions, basically it came down to casinos. And it gave casinos what they already have, which is the right to make their casinos or any of their properties, that for that matter, a gun-free zone. They can do that now, you know, and, you know, many casinos have done that in the wake of the, you know, one October shooting, which took so many lives. The people pushing that was the MGM Corporation, and their problem was basically they wanted some help in enforcing it. As I'm sure you realize, the MGM and, you know, practically every casino in the state has a security force of some kind or other. However, the MGM Corporation chooses to not arm their security people. So what they wanted, if they saw someone with a gun, they wanted to be able to call Metro right away and have Metro deal with the problem. In effect, they were trying to make Metro their private security force.
Wow. Financed by us, by the way, right?
Say again, sir?
Financed by us?
Yes, Mr. and Mrs. Taxpayer, you bet.
I want to ask you, because I knew on election night in November of 2020, I knew that the handwriting was on the wall and this was going to be a very challenging session. From a gun owner's perspective, was it as bad as you thought it was going to be? Could it have been worse?
It could have been much worse. It could have been much, much worse. Person sitting in the executive mansion of the Silver State is a Democrat, and the Democrats had, you know, heavy majorities in the Assembly, and they had heavy majorities in the Senate. What they didn't have, surprisingly, was that they lost their supermajorities. Therefore, they needed Republican help to pass money bills. However, beyond that, if they stuck together, they could have passed anything they wanted, and that meant any kind of gun bill you can imagine or anything else. If you're a conservative like me, you're not happy with a whole lot of things that came out of this, you know, Democratic-controlled legislature. So, yes, things could have been much worse. We were lucky. We worked hard. And in the case of SB 42, the Casino Trespass Bill, we had a lot of unlikely friends. Anytime that you see the NRA and the Nevada Firearms Coalition and the American Civil Liberties Union joining in opposition to a particular bill, you know you have a bad bill on your hands.
I want to ask you, you folks are going to be having a Zoom meeting coming up on the 24th. Can you talk a little bit about that and how Sheriff Joe Lombardo will figure into that?
Sheriff Lombardo has announced himself as a candidate for governor of Nevada, and our PAC is, you know, trying to, you know, interview all the announced, you know, candidates to, you know, have a conversation with them about politics in general and gun rights in particular. And I'm pleased to report Sheriff Lombardo has indeed graciously agreed to, you know, be our guest for one of those Zoom sessions on, let's see now, Thursday, you know, a week from tomorrow, 5:30 p.m.
And this will be a Zoom meeting, right?
Yes, by invitation.
Let me just ask you, will Nevada Firearms Coalition PAC be active in eventually supporting candidates? Can you be?
Yes, we can. We are a state of Nevada PAC, therefore we can support candidates. We can urge, people to vote for them. We can take action on their behalf. Historically, what we have done since the 2012 election was we usually send out a questionnaire to most candidates for public office, not all of them, but to most of them, ask them 10 or 12 or 13 questions which are of interest to our membership, on the Second Amendment and gun rights and things like that. And we rate the candidates based on their response to our surveys. So we've been doing that since 2012, yes. Sometimes we endorse candidates.
I want to ask you, and I'll give you as much time as you want on this one, why these 2022 midterm elections are going to be so vitally important for our community. We've seen what happens. We've seen how elections have consequences. Why is it important that people get involved, and how can they get involved with your organization?
Well, it comes down to the answer to a question. If you like what you are seeing coming out of the legislature, if you like the laws that are being passed, the policies that are being implemented, then obviously you want to support the people who are passing those laws and implementing that policy. That would be the Democrats. If you do not like what you see, basically the only way to change government policy is to change the policy makers. If you don't like what you're seeing, and in particular in terms of our special interest, which is the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, if you don't like what you're seeing regarding that, then you need to work to change the policymakers in the Assembly, in the State Assembly, and the State Senate. I like to say that not all Democrats are anti-gun rights, but that's the way to bet. After the 2020 election and the way things have been going further and further left on the political spectrum, I like to say that for the current crop of radical progressives, that's not only the way to bet, I'd bet the farm on it. It used to be years ago that Democrats in the state legislature were not all anti-gun. The last several cycles, it has been getting worse. I think the last one was a pretty good legislator. He was very good on the Second Amendment. His name was Skip Daley, and he lost to Jill Dickman. So I can honestly say that in this last 2021 session, there weren't any gun rights friendly legislators. If you want to do something about that, you got to get involved politically. You got to vote. You got to register to vote. You got to pay attention to the issues. You have to make sure that you vote. And you also need to make sure that your father, your mother, your kid brother, your friend, your dog, all the like-minded people you can reach out to, you got to get them to vote too. And if your means permit it, you need to donate money to the party of your choice and the special interest groups of your choice. There's several special interests that I personally support, school choice among other things. But it takes a concerned citizenry. We get the kind of government we deserve. You don't vote, you don't get to criticize. You
hey,
don't
Randy.
Vote, you got to take what you get. At least if you vote and if you work together with other concerned committed citizens, you have a chance, a real chance, to have an influence on what happens. You have the, that's the only opportunity to change the policy.
Hey Randy, yes. I'm running out of time. If folks want to help you, where can they go? How can they find you?
NVFAC, PAC.org, also NVFAC.org, our mothership organization. Go there. You can join there at the PAC website. You can, you know, donate if you want to. I'll just say that every penny that's donated to the PAC, every single penny of it, you know, gets spent on protecting your gun rights.
Randy, it's always fun visiting with you. Thanks, man. I appreciate it. Keep fighting that good fight, and I know we'll talk again soon.
Look forward to it. Thanks, Kevin. Take care, fellas.
There you go. Randy Mackey, the president of Nevada Firearms Coalition PAC. Stay where you are. More to come as we continue. Oh, we're going to tell you more about Juneteenth, a national holiday. Yeah, we'll talk about it on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMCQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
This is your Money Minute. I'm Steve Siddall. Joining me today is America's Wealth Coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuta. Coach, if someone has a hefty balance in their IRA, and let's say they're over 59 and a half, is it time to talk about a Roth conversion?
Well, Steve, it's never a bad time to talk about a way to put your money in a place where you don't have to share it with Uncle Sam and Uncle Cooper anymore.
I like that. I like the sound of that.
So what am I talking about? Well, if you have money in an IRA or a 401k, and it's not a Roth, it's a regular IRA, regular 401k, and you see the balance grow, you're excited because you have a right to be excited. Your money's going up. You've battled the market, and you're going up. The problem is, Steve, you've taken all the risk. Who gets to enjoy a lot of your return?
Mm-hmm.
Uncle Sam and Uncle Cooper, because you have it in a taxable account. So how can you not have it in a taxable account? Well, you can look at Roth conversion strategies. Now, there's no free lunch out here in the world, especially when we're talking about taxes. So if you want to convert your money, you're going to have to pay tax on the amount you convert that year. Or you can also, here's another thing to do, take advantage of your Roth 401k or a regular Roth account when you're putting money in. Now, you don't get a tax write-off, but that money will grow tax-free forever, and you won't have to take it out unless you want to take it out in the future, and it will pass on to your next of kin tax-free as well. So there's a lot of strategies. It's complex, and that's why a lot of you out there have not taken advantage of the Roth strategies. We utilize Roth in our TNS strategy, the tax navigation strategy, so we can show you, if you have big balances in your IRAs, how much you can convert per year and not have it hurt you that much in taxes. So, Steve, the next 20 people who call, we'll put together for them their own total retirement plan. It's 22 different steps. One of them is one we're talking about here, no cost or obligation.
Yeah, that sounds great. Coach, call 888-702-6932 or text the word VEGAS to 888-702-6932. That's right. We make it easy for you. Text the word VEGAS to 888-702-6932.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Financial Advisory Group, a Nevada registered financial advisor.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy, known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, or even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire